In your experience, have there been many people who you've thought was had a great potential as a book, and then the publishers didn't agree because it didn't, there wasn't a market for it?
I have had some like that. I had, off the top of my head, I had one book in particular that was by an author called Mark Phillips. And it was called The Legend of Sandra Grant, and it just, it was a fantastic book as far as I was concerned. I'd worked with him as an editor on it, but they kept saying, yeah, it's a great book, but we don't know how to sell it, until eventually mostly I just kept plugging away at publishers and encouraging him to stick in there, and it did get published. But yes, how exactly they're going to go about selling this has become, it's become more and more the responsibility of the author, mm-hmm. that they have to provide the publisher with examples of how you could go about selling this book, how you could market it. They're spending much more time on that than they are writing the book, often.
So there are very few people nowadays who are going to be able to write a first novel or even a first non-fiction book, be able to put it through to the publishers and get it accepted straight away.
I wouldn't say necessarily very few, but I think that the numbers of good quality fiction that's getting published, that's dropping. It's giving way to things that are going to sell a lot, that are going to be very popular. And it's great that they're getting published. They're popular, obviously people want to read them, but they're taking away the sort of market space, as it were, that really good quality books could fill.
So you're not a great fan of the Katie Price author role models?
Not Katie Price, actually I've never read any of her stuff. But
she's a bestseller, she's at top of the charts.
And I've no idea why, but she's... I think maybe her breasts have something to do with it. Maybe people will hope that she'll do readings and...
But apparently they're well written because obviously they're ghosted, which means that the publishers have employed somebody to write her material for her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sort of diss any genres. I think things like chick lit, they're fantastic because they take your mind off the things that you're worried about in life. They work out well in the end, even if the heroine goes through some great troughs in her life, she still finds a marvelous man and, you know, gets over losing somebody she was close to because of him. So they're... I think that you get a lot that are very badly written, but some of them are actually very well written and are enjoyable.
And have you ever done any ghostwriting?
I haven't. No, I tend to when I'm editing, I keep my own personal opinion and tastes completely out of it. It's entirely technical. I think it's a mistake that a lot of other work that I've seen edited, particularly by people who are also fiction writers themselves, is that they put their own personality into it, and it's basically got nothing to do with them.
It's a very fine line, as they say.
Yes, that's what it is.